This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Barbara Farr, P-H-A-R-R, date of birth February 24th of 1935. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Farr, and her husband is with her and brings her to this visit due to her dementia. She has stage 3A chronic kidney disease, anemia, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was January 10th of this year. She is very confused, but very cooperative and pleasant. Her weight is up 10 pounds over the last 6 months. She denies any, husband actually denies any changes in swelling of the lower extremities. She does complain of pain in her left knee, and there is swelling in that knee also. The husband states that she has arthritis in that knee. He denies any complaints of chest pain or palpitations, no cough, no dyspnea, no recent illnesses. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 5 milligrams twice a day. Hydrochlorothiazide is 12.5 milligrams once daily. And she does not use any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She uses Tylenol instead if needed. Physical exam, weight 165 pounds, pulse 66, blood pressure right arm setting, large adult cuff was 160 over 70. She is cheerful and fairly cooperative, very disoriented. She really isn't sure where she's at, but she does know her husband. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Extremities, she does have edema of the right knee and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 6th of 2022. Creatinine is actually improved, one of the best levels she's had of 1.0. Estimated GFR is 53, albumin 3.8, calcium is 9.5, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.8, intact parathyroid hormone is 114.6, hemoglobin 12.8 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A. Chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. We do want to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, though. She'll continue all of her routine medications under the supervision of her husband and family. She has a history of anemia of chronic disease, but none currently with that hemoglobin of 12.8. And she should continue to follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.